This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I chat about Half Acre, On Tour Brewing, some bourbon, and then we dive into some dank beer news. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to cork pop out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick Waite.
And we're getting our tan on this week.
Dude.
Summer's leaving us, so we got one last chance.
We're going to be a couple sexy bitches when we're done with this four-pack.
Yeah. We're drinking the L.A. Looks from Half Acre this week. This is a new one that just got canned. It's a subtropical IPA, which is really just a New England-style IPA.
Yeah, this is their take on the haze, man. Haze is here. Uh-huh. We are full frontal haze, Brad. Yeah, man, so what?
Lubed up and full frontal here.
What do we got? Coconut, butter, and lactose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're getting some, like, interesting flavors in here. I think it comes in around, like, 6 or 7%. So not too bad, but it feels sticky and thick.
Yeah.
Which I guess you want from a... Look at it. It just looks juicy.
Sticky and thick and looks like a mimosa. It's in step with all the other hazy offerings, right?
But yeah, but I don't know. It's interesting. It's different than the other hazes. I'm not like in love with it. I don't hate it. It's just different.
They are killing it with the new can releases, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know we were saying some stuff is only at the brewery and then some stuff in stores, but they are rolling out new products constantly, man.
Yeah, we did the Den, which was their Kolsch a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Lagertown is getting released this Friday as we're recording this, and that'll get mass distributed.
Is that their Oktoberfest?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if this one's getting mass distributed or not. So, what does it say? Hometown Pizza Man? I don't know why it says Hometown Pizza Man on the bottom.
Mine says the same thing. Yeah. This was... like 10 days ago, this was packaged.
This is fresh. I love fresh haze.
I love it, man.
That's how you're supposed to drink your beer. You're supposed to get it, fresh and drink it right away. Don't save it.
Great can, purple can with the purple font all over the sticker.
Mm-hmm. So cool. We're going to sip on this as we chat here more about our past week, events coming up that you should be checking out this week, and then some events that we saw, or not events, news. Sorry, news.
Right on.
Always wrap up the show here with news. So, yeah, my first thing was I was over at Half Acre. I saw the can release, and I was like, I just gotta see what this beer is like. So I did that.
Owning the tall boy can format in Chicago. Yeah. I know Finch was I think they were bold enough to like say, hey, we're gonna do 4-pack tall boys as well.
Yeah.
But there's nothing compared to what Half Acre's doing. That's kind of their signature move, right? Mm-hmm.
And they have the sours that you can buy at the tap room, too, or the one on Lincoln there.
Okay.
So, and I believe the Bowman one, is it now open? I don't know if there's, like, official open yet.
I don't know. That's where the Big North was. I don't know if they're open for the public yet.
All right. So, we'll have to check that out and report back to see if they're open yet.
Yeah, it might be one of those things where, like, on Dark Lord Day, for the last two Dark Lord days, they run you through the distillery next door to the brewery to get your Dark Lord allotment.
Yeah.
But the distillery's not open.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then I also hit up On Tour. One over there, over by Goose Island and Great Central Brewing. Just had a couple of their beers. They have an Oktoberfest out. Oktoberfests are here. Summer's gone, man. Summer is gone. So it's all about the Oktoberfest now, and their Oktoberfest tasting great.
You think the haze will give way to Oktoberfest beers? Like everyone is doing the haze is gonna like stop the haze and move straight into.
I don't know. Do you get haze?
Is the haze seasonal or is the haze here to stay?
I don't know. Do you want hazy IPAs in the winter?
I don't know, man.
Do you want regular IPAs in the winter? Not.
I will do a regular IPA all year.
But what about a hazy one?
I don't know.
There's so much more juicy and tropical.
And it feels, it's such a, it's like, you know, it's so close to a hoppy wheat that I'm okay if it went away for a season or two, you know? I'm okay with that.
If it went away for a few years, I wouldn't complain. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. This is really our first major, like, year with the haze. Yeah. So we don't know what's going to happen as the weather changes.
Yeah, we don't know what the next trend's going to be.
Yeah,
maybe. It's fun, though. It's a fun ride. I missed a black IPA. That was fun.
Yeah, I've been seeing some people do some more red IPAs. So yeah. I want to see those come back. Black IPAs. I'm glad I hated that more than.
It was the one where, of the most recent phases, it was the one where if it wasn't good, it was just straight up 12 ounces of like chocolate covered in ash.
Yeah.
It was like.
It was
bad.
Too bitter and too toasty.
Yeah. It was just like, whatever.
Yeah. But. God. Yeah, so this
we're so grumpy on this show today.
Yeah,
man.
This is the grumpy old man episode. Back in my day, beer used to be clear and crisp. You can't even see through this. Why'd I even pour it out? Doesn't even look nice. But this is Oktoberfest at Entour. Like, check that out.
Okay.
They're super nice in there. They always are, but they're very chatty.
Yeah.
This past Sunday when I was in there.
Right on.
So I threw up, a photo up on Instagram, and yeah, I was just in there messing around.
Entour Brewing, man.
Yeah.
West Town.
Yeah. How about you? Check out a few things.
What did I do, man? I went to Bourbon on Division.
All right. Okay.
Went there for brunch. I got a new brunch menu. So I went there Sunday morning style for the patio. You know, it's really right at, like Damon and Division, right? Like right there.
Okay.
And that's one of those strips where you go down it 10 times and you'll notice something new every time.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So this place used to be a bar called Shambles. And they said that, you know, Shambles is a 4 a.m. bar. And then most of their business came between like midnight and 4 a.m. It was that bar, you know. And before
you have a place, your name is called Shambles. Like, what do you think? It might be called like Blackout.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I'm like, you know, well, why? Who are these Shambles folks? And they're like, oh, well, before that, it was called June Cat, named after this little old lady named June, right? And this is like the third, you know, reinvention, right? But that story reminded me of like, you know, St. Mary across the street. It's called Queen Mary, right?
Yeah.
The bar, like it's like a British naval pub across the street that apparently sat vacant for like 20 years because this little old lady Mary didn't want anybody in her space.
Yeah.
You know, and it just came up I'm talking to the bartender about all these old Chicago stories. Remember, I never went to, Riptide Lounge. I think it was, you know, right on Armitage
at
the expressway,
like,
Marie's, I think, Riptide Lounge.
It was like, for a minute, it was also called like, it wasn't like Dick's Last Resort or something.
No, it was Riptide. It was Riptide, and then the little old lady apparently passed away, and like nothing
on the river there, right?
No. Oh. This is right off the expressway, off of Armitage.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's maybe. Condos now. Oh, but anyway, it was like owned by a little old lady, right?
Okay.
And then the bartender had all these stories about, you know, these women who own these bars throughout the city. And it was kind of a cool story, you know.
Oh, man.
Oh, but Bourbon on Division is the latest reinvention of this place. And the difference is they've got a revamped upstairs space where they're going to do, like, music events and have parties, that kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, but a scratch kitchen and beers on tap. Windy City's in there pretty heavy.
Oh, you know? Awesome. Okay.
So, yeah. And then I got a little lesson on whiskey. So nice. That was good. That's I did that this week.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That was it. I felt like I saw a couple photos on Instagram from
you. Yeah, I went to Old Town Social.
Okay.
So Old Town Social is the crew. Bottleneck is the crew, and they also own House and Hood and the Boundary. It's that group.
Yeah.
Right. And we've been to House and Hood, mm-hmm. and so this place has a new game room in the lower level. Mm-hmm. So Old Town Social is a really big space. This bar downstairs is like a private party space that's got its own 8 tap system. And they were debuting it that week with a bunch of games, like a giant Jenga and a big-ass Connect Four, you know, like 15-foot Connect Four kind of thing.
Damn.
No, maybe not 15 feet, but really big.
Just big Jenga.
Big Jenga. Big Jenga,
Big Jenga is fun.
Yeah. And I was asking about House and Hood. I'm like, which one of these of the three is the busiest spot, you know? And they're like, well, it's probably this one or House and Hood. But House and Hood, they got their notice that they have to vacate, I think, by the end of this year.
Okay.
Because the building got sold. to, I think, some a group from Los Angeles. So they're kicking out House and Hood. They gave him a, you know, proper notice. But then they're also kicking out the Tribune.
That's crazy.
Yeah. This is Tribune Tower we're talking about here. And they're kicking everybody out and turning the whole thing into condos.
They're turning that into condos? Like, yeah. Why would you want to live? That's like the worst place to live in Chicago. You're also right next to the new Apple store, right?
You are right there. And Pioneer Court, they're calling it, right off the river. Yeah. So.
Worst place for condos.
It's a great building. It's a cool building. I'm kind of sad to see, like, it's going to be, you know, that.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like you'd get so upset being like, everyone's just down there shopping because it's all tourists and you're trying to like.
Yeah, it's that side of the loop is pretty gross. Yeah, with out-of-towners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this little game room is pretty cool.
Yeah, the game room was solid. The food's really good down there. You know, your typical bar food, just really well done. You know, like your, you know, spicy chicken egg rolls and, you know, like flatbread pizza with, you know, arugula and like, you know, shrooms, that kind of thing.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Fun space. And you can rent it out, and there's massive TVs in there as well. Old school feel, you know, big leather bound chairs and couches, you know.
Nice.
It's a solid place. Granite. These sorts of things.
All right. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was cool, man.
So those are a couple things you made to. Anything else?
No, it was actually a slow week, man.
Oh, man. We did hit up a couple breweries and we did that. But yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it was slow, man. A little whiskey brunch and a trip to the game room.
Not bad. Okay. Well, yeah. We found a few events coming up this week that you should be checking out. So we'll run down that. But it looks like Nick has a big list of news here.
Yeah, for sure.
For us. So on the calendar, what do we got coming up?
Let's see. We'll start with this weekend, Saturday the 2nd. Maplewood is having a Dunk the Brewer party at Bucktown Pub, Saturday from 1 to 6.
Okay.
So we got six breweries here. It looks like Around the Bend, Two Town Cider, Ailman, Beguile, Temperance, a few more. Yeah, they're raising money for the Alzheimer's Association.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Very cool.
That's Saturday at Bucktown.
The day before that, on Friday, is the Pantsless Pale can release at Alarmist Brewing and Tap Room up there. So you can go there, pick up cans, you know, try it. This is the first time this beer is getting released in cans, so make sure you pick some up. If I don't make it up there on Friday, I'll be looking for it in stores for sure. Yeah. So Friday's covered, Saturday's covered. What else?
Friday, we'll go back to Friday again. Oh. For Sourfest at Link's Tap Room.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have a collab with Entour Brewing, where Brad was this week. And they'll also have 14 other beers on tap, all sours. You know, Cascade, Goose Island, New Belgium, the usual suspects, Upland, 1090, just to name a few. The beer they made with Entour is called La Ganza, Ganza, Ganza.
Okay.
So.
Interesting. Do we know anything else about it besides just the name?
No, that's all we got.
All right. Have no idea what's in it, so go there. Give it a try.
Yeah.
Cool. It's also Friday. Anything else?
Short week, man.
Man, short week.
What's
okay.
up with that?
It's a holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah. Is it Memorial Day Monday?
Labor Day.
Fuck, I'm way off.
Same.
Yeah.
So one's at the beginning of the summer, one's at the end.
Man, so this really is the end.
This is the end.
It's bullshit.
That's why we're trying to get our haze in.
Not a fan. Not a fan of the end of summer here, bud.
Well, I don't think anyone's like, yes, like, so glad.
But some people are like, oh, yeah, cuddle weather and, you know, oh, the leaves falling and, oh. Yeah. No.
We didn't really have, like, that many, like, extremely gross days where you're just kind of like, I'm just done with summer. It's, like, sick of being sweaty and humid. It wasn't like that.
Yeah. I could go for another 2 months of summer.
Okay, sounds good. We'll try to live that dream here with the LA looks. And then, as always, we try to bookend the show here with some news, and we got quite a bit this week. So let's start rolling through this.
Yeah, right on, man. The good folks at Forbidden Root, we've had them on the show quite a bit. They have a series of beers. The third one is coming out this week. It's called Atomic Child. So it's all about the haze. It's Beer 3 in a collaborative series with a local artist named Tony Fitzpatrick. So this beer has Citric, Mosaic, and Orbit hops. It also has white wine grapes.
Oh, okay. And yeah. It's getting released in cans too, right?
Yeah, it's getting released in cans, and it's also going to be on tap this week over at Forbidden Root.
Nice.
Yeah. We were talking about Imperial Red Ales, so it looks like Irresponsible is an Imperial Red from Buckledown that's going to get released this weekend on Friday. That's a bourbon barrel-aged Imperial Red. Few bourbon barrels were used for that.
That sounds pretty good. I haven't heard much from Buckledown recently.
They do a really good Oktoberfest party. Their Oktoberfest party is going to be on the 16th. Their Oktoberfest is really nice.
Nice, yeah.
Their party is real good, too.
I definitely dig their beers. I like their branding. I don't know, just haven't heard or seen much from them lately.
Yeah, great tap room too.
Yeah.
I really enjoy their space. Unani's having their 4th anniversary already.
What?
Yeah, that was quick.
But not even a year in this new space.
Not even a year. I think they've barely been there like 8 months, 6 months, right? Yeah, so their 4th anniversary is this weekend, all weekend. Some barrel-aged treats, coffee, pizza, the whole nine up in Niles. Nice. Is where their space is.
And you've been up there before.
I dig their space. It's in a gigantic strip mall.
Okay.
Gigantic strip mall. It's right next door to like the Bollywood theater place.
Mm-hmm. Man, I've been thinking about checking them up, but this would be a good time to go, but I'm going to be out of town.
Where you going, man?
Minnesota.
Going up to Soda?
Yeah.
You driving?
Yep. Right I'll on. Be drinking some Surly.
There you go.
And I don't know, whatever other Minnesota beer there is up there.
Mm. And D Brewing's up there. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be hitting that up. So Unani will have to wait for me, but everyone else should check that out because their beers are really good too. And another brewery that you don't really see around that often.
Yeah, I enjoy their sour stuff, and their sister project, Hubbard's Cave, is all about like hot forest styles too. Same crew doing those two different brands. So we talked about the big hurricane down in Houston. We were talking about that in the pregame.
Yeah.
Anheuser-Busch, they have a Cartersville, Georgia facility where they're cranking out emergency drinking water in cans, man. They're shutting off the Beechwood-aged lager with rice and replacing it with water.
So it's not much of a change for them, but they do this pretty often when there's like emergency, and if there's a brewery nearby, they'll do this and ship canned water over.
Yeah. So good for them.
Yeah.
You know? Let's see. What else? Oh, Oak Park Microbrew Review, or you were last week. Apparently, it's a competition. They pick a style, and then they have all the brewers brew the style, and then they judge who wins the competition.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. That's what we didn't talk about last week. So I ran across it this week. So apparently, last year, Buckledown won the competition.
Okay.
This year's competition was a pale ale using Vic's Secret hops. Vic's Secret is like it's an Australian varietal. They refer to it as a lighter, milder version of the Galaxy hop, which is also an Aussie hop. The 2017 winner is Old Irving Brewery. Yeah, they won with a beer called the Polite Dingo.
Okay. Yeah.
Dingo's like that dog that run, those stray dogs that run around in Australia.
Oh, okay.
So they named it after that.
Dingo ate my baby.
Yeah.
All right. And you've been to Oak Park Brewing too, right?
Old Irving?
Old Irving, sorry.
Old Irving's nice.
Yeah. Oak Park Brewing is a different brewery that I think is a Hamburger Mary's people. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is Oak Park Brewing.
Yeah.
But Old
Hamburger
Irving.
Mary's, man, those guys are a trip.
But Old Irving.
Yes, Old Irving is really good. The guy was a full-time chef before this project. Mm. Yeah. And that was going to be like a food-focused, it is a food-focused like brewery.
Okay.
Yeah. Good stuff over there. That's on the northwest side, maybe a half a mile from Lake Effect, down the street. Yeah.
Nice.
And the good folks at Lagunitas released a cannabis beer this week.
Or
a couple weeks ago. They're calling it Super Critical Ale.
How is this any different than their other beers?
Are we really surprised?
Yeah. Their other beers are pretty dank.
Yeah. And, you know, they're the hippie crew, right? There's metal. What did the Lynx guy said? You know, there's the preps, there's the metalheads, and there's the hippies. And those are usually the categories in brewers. Yeah. So Lagunitas definitely falls in the hippie category. This beer is at the California location only so far.
Right. Because what are they? They can't. It's basically, is it Is there THC in it?
No, there's no THC in it. So, but it does have terpenes and aromatics from cannabis. They only made 60 barrels of it, and they only made it at the Cali facility. I mean, so I'm assuming they would make it again. But they partnered with a crew called Cannacraft, which has they have like a cannabis infused wine that they do. So that crew is in California. So I think that's why the collaboration was.
Like, I don't think they could even brew it here in Illinois because are they using actual cannabis in it?
Right. So this what it sounds like is that they're using essential oils and extracts from cannabis, but without the THC.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's I don't know. What's illegal? Like, is cannabis illegal in Illinois, like, with THC and without it? You know what I mean? Because you could have cannabis with no THC in it. Right. THC is the psychoactive component that gets that makes you feel high.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's with or without because you could have there's this CBD that's different than the THC. So I think they're both illegal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, which sucks because CBD is like what they're giving like little kids that have like cancer or have like seizures, right?
Yeah, it's like, usually like the medical kind of mellow you out, like feel better kind of anxiety.
Exactly. Yeah. So both of those components are in cannabis. I don't know if it's all illegal or not, but yeah, I think they did it in Cali because the crew that they partnered with is in California.
Mm-hmm. And so, it's legal.
And it's also legal in Cali.
So yeah. I would not expect this beer to be anywhere else.
Yeah.
It feels
maybe Denver, I guess.
Yeah, right? Maybe Denver, but it feels gimmicky. How would they ship it to Denver?
They would
They'd have to fly it. They couldn't ship it on trucks because then be crossing state lines with basically their drug trafficking at that point,
these
right?
These man-made laws, these imaginary lines, brands, they're all pissing me off right now, I tell you.
You have problems. So this beer, we won't see it in Chicago for a while.
That's probably true.
Yeah, unless there's some secret tap versions that, you know, they're like, hey, wink and a nod, you should try this.
Right. Yeah. So they made 60 barrels of Super Critical Ale in California recently.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a light week, man. That's
that
it
does
for
it?
News.
Oh, man. This is going to be a light show. We're under 30 minutes. We usually try to hit that like 30-minute mark, but that's it. That's all we got. We didn't even do much or drink much.
That's all we got. I usually go through two of these, man.
Yeah. Only one. All right. Well, want to make sure everyone's following us up over on Instagram and Facebook. That's usually the best place to see other stuff that we're doing. And Nick, where can people follow you?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. And that'll do it. I'll be back reporting my Minnesota drinking. Maybe I'll have to bring some beers back and we'll do some other videos for the YouTube channel.
Right on, man. Make sure you stop in Chippewa Falls. It's on the way.
Okay.
And what's there? Line and Kugels is there. What do you mean, what's there? What's...
See, I could go the Iowa way and go to Toppling Goliath.
There you go.
But that adds like another hour or 2 hours onto this already like really long drive.
And with your luck, Toppling Goliath is going to be closed when you
get
there.
Yeah, they'd be closed. Like, I know it. So I'm not even going to risk this. I'll just eat, I don't know, Panera Bread or something on the way there, whatever's available.
Pret.
Yeah, that's Pret. It. All right, we'll be back next week with another episode.
Cheers.